Lumber.
I'm just looking at these current conditions coming out of the airport and loving everything I see. The breeze is now 11 miles an hour. The humidity is low. The temperature is nice. And sunshine, less humid today with temperatures up to about 87, but a very comfortable 87. You follow me? It's not like the kind of humidity that we expect here in the summertime. As a matter of fact, the humidity will go down later in the day more. Clear, comfortable tonight, even cooler, overnight low 65. Tomorrow, upper 80s, very tolerable humidity with blue skies and sunshine. Low tomorrow night, 68. Friday's high around 90. You know, it feels okay Friday, but not as pristine as today and tomorrow, but still okay. And then Saturday and Sunday, it's all over. Summertime heat and humidity, low 90s, hit or miss storms. Right now this morning, again, I say the breeze at 11 miles an hour and a temperature of 74 and a dew point of 63 at 8:03.
I got ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Whether it's 8:03 or in the middle of the night or in the middle of the weekend or the middle of a holiday, our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire are ready to take care of your problem, plumbing problem, that is, anytime. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem.
The worst!
Always. And and they're very professional. I love the way they operate, and I love the way that they give you a target time and when they think they can be there. Not the exact minute, but they tell you it's going to be early afternoon, or it's going to be just after lunch, or it's going to be, you know, and then they pick up the phone and call you and tell you they're on their way. And then in a few minutes, the problem is diagnosed. They tell you how much it's going to cost, and then they fix it for you. So they're now my go-to plumbing concern. I mean, I never question who I'm going to call. It's going to be Plumbing by Lukewire. I got the whole house plumbing inspection so that I could find out if there's any problem, a big problem that may be lurking, going to be something that could happen while I'm gone. Maybe I'm going to be on vacation when something big happens. But I got a good report with that whole house plumbing inspection. Give them a call, Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
All right, if you're on the way to work or listening home, wherever, stay tuned, because after this traffic update, we're going to give you the world's shortest IQ test.
We're rolling through our Wednesday morning rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and we do see a lot of traffic out there this morning. Please be careful on the boulevard. It's really crowded on the south side. We see a large crowd between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway, and over around UPS on the northern side of the boulevard. If you are on I-85, we are rolling at a speed limit ride. I-65 has its customary delays around the river bridges, so be careful. Watch yourself as you head into the downtown area. If you're on the 31s, it's pretty crowded coming out of Wetumpka. We don't see any problems coming out of Pratt or the other 31, so just be careful this morning and get into work safely. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go a little highbrow here.
Uh-oh.
As we present the world's shortest IQ test. Participating in studio with me.
Oh.
Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
That's me.
And Rich Thomas. That's what I'm looking for. Damn it! Where is it? Yeah, I thought you'd charge right into it. I haven't used that one in a while. So, listen carefully and see if you can come up with the correct answer without any probing or prompting. All right, that's enough of that.
Sit bus gags.
No. Here is IQ question number one. A bat and ball cost $1.10.
Oh, God, it's math.
Total.
Okay.
The bat costs a dollar more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
What?
Just getting your attention.
You're going to have to repeat that question just one more time.
A bat and a ball cost $1.10 total. The bat costs $1 more than the ball, how much does the ball cost?
Well, it's not the obvious answer that you want us to say.
That's the thing about this. There are common answers, and this is the right answer.
You want us to say 10 cents, but that's not the answer. So I'm trying to think of the twist.
Is tax involved?
No.
It's in Florida.
Okay, $1.10 total, and that's probably very easy, but for whatever reason...
Obvious.
Being put on the spot, I can't...
I'm just going to bow out because I freaking hate math.
Tell us the twist.
You'd never get away with that on the Andy Griffith Show.
No.
I saw what happened to Opie.
Horatio would. What's the twist on this one?
The common answer is 10 cents. The correct answer is 5.
5 cents.
For the bat.
Why?
Well, because if the bat is 5 cents and the ball is a dollar more than that, you add 99 to 5, you get $1.05.
Stop it. Just stop the math.
This is a lot harder than I thought. All right, give me the second one.
99 cents is not a dollar.
What's the second one?
$1.06.
Anybody listening get that?
No. Right.
Here's number two. It takes 5 machines, 5 minutes... to make 5 widgets.
Oh, good Lord.
How long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets? Again, it takes 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets. How long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets.
How long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
Hold on here, because
I don't like you.
5 minutes.
It still takes
20 minutes.
Rich got it right.
5 minutes.
Five minutes.
5 minutes.
It doesn't change.
It's the same number.
They produce one per 5 minute increment. Yeah. I got it. It's just slow getting out of there, and I'm pointing to the top of my head for anybody at home playing along. I hate math. I hate it.
All right.
Well, now we know why our listeners know we're working on radio.
I've got 1 out of 3 so far. What's the last one?
There is a patch, and I want the first answer that comes to your mind.
No, because that got me in trouble last time, and I can't shake it.
All right.
I told people we were moving to Montgomery, and now there's Hump and the Gump jokes being made.
Oh, there are.
There are.
I hadn't been privy to any.
Because
of those.
Apparently the only Facebook that exists in your world is your page, but go ahead.
That's true.
Go ahead.
I don't have time for anybody else's page.
You don't have time for anybody else, period.
Well. Really? Did you enjoy that breakfast this morning? Did you enjoy the BLT on Monday?
Young lady.
Did you enjoy the ham, egg, and cheese sandwich on Tuesday?
Stop it! You don't know what math does to me.
It's not even that.
I want you to go to your studio.
She said steak was too heavy, so I brought her sausage.
Sausage, which I was a little bit jealous of.
And put cheese on her scrambled egg.
Hello! I thanked you for that.
Well, then you just crapped on him now.
I didn't just crap on him. Y'all don't know. I have nightmares about having to go back to high school because I failed a math class and they shouldn't have given me my diploma.
Is this
like, I freaking hate math.
Is this math too?
Is this the third one? Math? Give me the third one.
This is logic.
Oh, God. Well, I've got.
How'd you do in logic class?
Well. I mean, my life.
When Rich was in he belonged to the logic club, you know? There's a patch of lily pads in a lake.
Jeez. Okay. I know where this is in Millbrook.
Every day, the patch doubles in size.
Okay.
If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long will it take to cover half the lake?
I absolutely won't play this game.
No, this is much easier.
I hope you have your finger on the dump button, because I'm about to start cussing.
Could you say it one more time?
There's a patch of lily pads in a lake. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long will it take to cover half the lake? It's much easier than you think.
If it takes 48 days.
I mean, 24?
That's the common wrong answer.
Every day, if it takes 40, how many days?
48 days to cover the entire lake. How long does it take to cover half the lake?
This is crap, and I hate it.
And so, what was your answer?
Don't make me say it again.
She gave the common answer.
I gave the common wrong answer.
Yeah.
It's, story of my life.
It's either 47 or 48. I think it's 48?
No.
47?
Yes.
Okay.
Go away.
Because 47 days.
It's doubling in size.
See? Right.
Told you that was not that hard.
Oh, let me. You had these. I'm asking you these questions.
Hmm?
If somebody else was asking you these questions, you didn't have the answers right there in front of you. Would it still be as difficult to you?
I played this game at home this morning, and I thought, this is fun. Well, we have fun doing this as a family.
I can find some other riddles for you.
No.
They're not math related.
No. What?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
And Jay, you can join her for this.
Need some logic.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily. I suck at math.
Now, if Emily doubles the amount of copy she does in this spot each day for 48 days, how long will it be before she does at least half the spot?
Tommy has a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro.
Stop it with the equations.
I like that one.
Now, if which, by the way, we give away a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro all the time, single day here. In fact, we're going to be doing it again with
Math is required to win the $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro. I just want to throw that out there.
Nope, not at all. And by the way, if you go to the Seafood Bistro with your $10 gift card and want to send us a picture of everything that $10 gift card got you, well, then go right ahead and do so. They have some wonderful dishes at the Seafood Bistro. Beautiful dishes when they come out. And then I look like I tore through them. You know, just made a mess of everything. But I ate everything on my plate. I make happy plates every time I go there.
Get the Clean Plate Award.
Yeah, delicious. The fish tacos are wonderful. The fried green tomatoes are great. Check them out. The entire menu online at theseafoodbistro.com. Or call them at 279-7500 when they open up at 11 o'clock today at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. And they're on those delivery apps. If you don't feel like getting out, you want it brought to you, go right ahead. The Seafood Bistro.
She's letting me know that we should take care of some stuff outside.
She being Bailey, not me.
We're taking a break now. I'm going to give the conundrum so people can have a chance to give it some thought. And it is something the average person has to do 5 times before they get it right.
Okay.
And it's not an IQ quiz.
I thought both were good, and I just picked one, but that was a good one. Yeah.
All right. So it's the average person takes 5 tries to get this just right to their satisfaction. What could this be? Solve the mystery at 272-9228 and win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Family and friends gathered to remember 17-year-old Courtney Jones outside of Sydney Lanier High School last night. Jones was killed in a shooting in the 400 block of Hall Street Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made. A physics professor at Tuskegee University is suing the school for discrimination. Dr. William Burns has been teaching at Tuskegee University for 43 years. He says he's seen professors with less than half of his experience get paid up to 30% more. And major changes are coming to downtown Wetumpka. The city is starting a new street project to improve sidewalks and repave all downtown roadways. City leaders are working to make sure the construction doesn't impact downtown businesses. The project is expected to take 70 working days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And now, here is today's Millennial Moment.
I live at home, and, like, my parents pay for my cell phone bill, my cable, my food at home. They pay for vacations. But, hey, I pay for my own lunch at work, and I pay for my own Netflix account. So it's working out pretty good, even Steven.
This has been today's Millennial Moment.
As we roll on through the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Sky Watch is looking at the traffic and things are returning to a normal flow. We don't have a lot of problems for you. It's still busy on the boulevard. The interstates are back up to a speed limit ride, and the 31s have all cleared up. We don't see any slowdowns or hassles for you there. Let's be careful getting our Wednesday morning started. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Sky Watch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Crank up your engine. Alabama is known for having some of the world's best heavy equipment operators. Thompson Tractor is providing an opportunity to prove it. Enter the Thompson Caterpillar Operator Challenge on July 25th and 26th in Montgomery, Alabama, for your chance to win and advance to regional, national, and even international CAT competitions. The best CAT tractor operators in the region will be going steel toe to steel toe in a fun-filled, pressure-packed, open competition where the best operators will compete on the best equipment. Scores will be based on speed, accuracy, and best practices. All participants will get a shirt, hat, and belt buckle. But only the top five will get a chance to compete in the finals later this summer and advance to the CAT Regional Operator Challenge competition. But you got to register in advance to enter, and you got to enter to win. So visit ThompsonOperatorChallenge.com for details. Call your sales rep or visit a Thompson Tractor location near you. Be sure to bring out your best, because that's what it takes.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That was a mashup, I know. Yeah.
That was weird.
This could be something we discuss on TV. It is the result of a survey that said 40% of adults regret their life choices. That's kind of sad.
They're life choices.
I mean, we all have choices.
Careers?
We'd love a do-over on, but man, to be sitting there.
Like not standing up Katie Couric on a date?
I don't regret that. I don't regret that. Once I found out her politics, that would have not lasted very long. And that was when Ronald Reagan was president.
But what if that was, what if you could have shaped her mind to not have become whatever is so repulsive to you?
When we're off the air, I'm going to tell you a quick story.
No, no.
What's the look from you?
I know. I was just wondering, is that part of our premium content?
It's a good story.
All right.
It's... Anyway, we've got Sam here.
Hi, Sam.
I assume you're calling on this conundrum.
Yes, sir. Good morning. The show sounds great.
Thanks.
It takes about 5 times to call in and win something on the radio.
That is an awesome guess. It takes 5 attempts before you finally win something on the radio. Sorry.
That's not it.
It's such a great guess, though. It's such
a have a good day.
All right, take care.
That was a really good guess.
Everybody else dropped off. So
oh,
we have to resume.
There were others.
pushing the audience to guess this to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Are we out of moon pies? Did we finally give away the
heck, I don't know. You may be running low on vanilla moon pies. Just,
Oh, you've been raiding the moon pies?
No, I mean, I had one yesterday. I had a vanilla moon pie yesterday. And I saw that, Kristen had had a moon pie because she was having a rough day. And you had a moon pie.
I haven't had one yet.
But you had a vanilla moon pie from the stash at some point.
On Monday.
Yeah, but I mean, I've had...
Because Greg awarded me a moon pie.
Oh, I forgot. Your favorite.
I love you all.
Random favorites.
Lord.
So here it is. The average person will try this five times before they get it right, meaning to their satisfaction.
Math problems.
What is this thing that they have to do five times before they say good?
Okay.
Then we're all agreed.
Good. They're all agreed.
All right.
Yeah. I have that in hockey, don't I?
I don't know.
Good. They're all agreed. Somewhere. 272-9228 is our number. 272-9228.
Oh, on
this tequila day.
Just found a fantastic random fact for tomorrow.
Okay.
That goes with my 9 years old in the fourth grade thing.
Oh, yay.
And I'm totally using it.
Now, so far, I haven't resorted to torture tactics.
We haven't listened to Kenny G or Michael Bolton in a really long time.
But think of something that the average person will do five times before. That's the way I like it, as Casey and the Sunshine Band once said. Because I really don't want to have to do this.
Presenting two contemporary artists. One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G. The undisputed heavyweight champ of Blue Eyed Soul, Michael Bolton.
Phone's ringing, hurry before we enter this.
I could hardly believe it.
I love it.
When I heard the news today, I had to come and get it straight from you.
272-92.
They said you were leaving, someone swept your heart. Look upon your face, I see it's true. So tell me all about it, all about the plans you make. Oh, tell me one thing more before I fall.
Before I fart? Is that what he said?
Before I go.
Hi, buddy.
Good morning, Greg. Hey. And with Rich and Jay.
Hey.
You can put this contest out of its misery with the right guess here.
I'm going to guess, Greg, five times before you become successful at becoming twice a day Millbrook.
Oh, no. That's not it. It's not it.
Good
Thanks
guess.
Thanks for the weather, Rich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? The wind picked up, so it's even better.
I know, that cool breeze. And enjoy it, man. Thanks.
I'll tell you what. We'll skip the contest, and we'll start playing some Little River Band music. How about that?
Cool change. Time
for cool time. That's tomorrow's opener, just before 6 o'clock.
Ah. Or how about some Christopher Cross sailing? No?
Yeah. I'll pass on the sailing.
Okay.
That's my sailing solution.
Do you listen to that on your yacht?
Yeah, that's my yacht rock.
Yacht rock.
Who came up with that term, by the way?
Christopher Cross.
There's a satellite channel, Yacht Rock. I mean, it's music you listen to on your yacht.
Oh, yacht to try it.
Somebody called in.
Yeah.
Who's this?
It's an upset, as they say in football. Speaking of football, won't be long before the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon returns.
It's true.
Just a little about 5 weeks or so, I would think.
I have the...
It's like 40 days?
The countdown.
And next week, you'll be able to win $25 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift cards on the morning show.
Please.
We are 37 days till SEC football, which means 36 days until the Duncan and Sons Predict-a-thon.
All righty, let's go to Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, on your conundrum.
Yeah.
Is it writing an email before sending it?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Writing a successful email, is that the winning answer? No, but
I mean,
it's a good guess.
You're kind of on to something, but not really. But I mean, sort of. You're kind of on to something here.
Joe.
It's All right. So that's not it.
And feel free to call us back with another guest. 272-9228. The average person takes five tries to get this right. 272-9228.
Kind of like editing. Sort of.
Maybe Lim will win this thing.
Oh, dear. After that one and y'all saying that's close to being right, I'm maybe. Not sure.
Well,
now.
Not really. But go ahead.
I was going to say cooking a recipe.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's a good answer. That's well thought out.
Before the recipe is finally the right answer. Not it, but boy, that's a great guess.
It's a very good guess.
It speaks to your intelligence.
Well, thank you.
In a very flattering
way. From one cook to another.
There you go.
Thanks. That's nice.
Call us back if you think of something else, okay?
272-9228.
You can get right in to talk to us right now. There's no wait.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4. How many lines do we have on
here? One's ringing.
A bunch.
Takes the average person five tries to get this right. In fact, the last time I did this, which was...
Hang on.
Recently.
First of your last name.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you did do it recently. Yeah. I remember that.
The week before July 4th.
Yes, you did.
It was, it took about five before I got...
Hang on.
Just the right.
Satisfaction,
right.
So to speak. All right, let's see. A name that we know and love.
Alan!
Can solve this conundrum. What you got?
I just turned in. I hope I'm not repeating somebody, but take a selfie.
Takes five times selfies to get the best. Is that? That is the right answer.
The one. That's what we're looking for.
Congratulations.
You did win one with Janelle, which was beautiful, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right. And oddly enough, as fussy as I am about those things, that was the first picture.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. We didn't have to take...
Janelle and I got it right the first time.
Hey.
There you go. So you have won a $10 Steve & Bistro gift card. If you'll please hold, Jay will be right with you. Don't go away.
Uncle you, T. Jay.
Yeah, right in this winter show.
I'm expecting a package from Mademoiselle Goose.
Huh?
And in that package is going to be some jewelry she no longer needs or wants. So she said,
"All right, man."
We had done some work with Brian Jewelry, well, when they were first engaged, and she was really impressed. She said, "I want you to take this to them and have them create something." There's some ideas, but that's what Brian Jewelry could do. They can take something that's either bringing up bad memories or making you sad or whatever. You can give it to them, and they can create something out of it that will make you happy. And that's the assignment. And that's what I'm going to do. Lynn Bryan and that team, think about this. When Prattville was just a few thousand people in total population.
When it was the preferred stop sign.
Almost. Brian Jewelry opened its doors, and over the years, in the time I've been here, this is my 15th year, and the first trip I made to Brian Jewelry, they were in a plaza. Nice shop, great shop, and filled with people that really, I mean, this is what they live and do. They create jewelry, they can fix the watches that you buy there, and they can help you create a watch from scratch, design it. In addition to having a really significantly sized collection of great jewelry, including all diamond cuts, all precious gems, you name it, they have it. Ideas galore. But if you have an idea of something you want to get, you can ping pong all over the state of Alabama hoping to luck into it, or you can just go there and get the ball rolling. In fact, it's never too early to start thinking about Christmas when it comes to this type of gift. So stop by and see them at 1778 East Main, because they've gone from that strip mall shop to their own freestanding building, and it is a gem there on Main Street, 7078 East Main in Prattville. Join their club at brianjewelry.com and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more with Brian Jewelry in Prattville, the best.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our Wednesday morning traffic, and things have returned to a normal flow. We don't have any big problems for you. It's still crowded on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. Both interstates are back up to a speed limit ride, and we don't see any delays on the 31s. Let's be careful, enjoy this beautiful Wednesday, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, now here's something I bet you've never heard before. Somebody, this is just random audio, went and pulled the bass tracks off Abbey Road, Paul McCartney's bass, and isolated it. And this is what it sounds like. I think it was in the afternoon show. I was talking about how boring it is to sit in when they're creating an album.
Yeah.
Because bands get enormous amounts of studio time, and they are generally perfectionists. And each track is cut separately,
right,
and sounds like this.
Yeah, it would be...
I spent 3 hours one night listening to John Panazzo, the drummer for the rock group Stooks.
Sticks!
That's the name. Work on this one riff that they were building into a song on the Crystal Ball album.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally had to leave. They're into it. I mean, they are so... I mean, they take these audio puzzles and put them together. And what's interesting is they do these separate tracks for the bass, the rhythm guitar, lead guitar. The vocals are done on a separate track. What's fascinating is when they put them all together and you hear the song and the sum of its parts.
How about Brian Wilson with 100 hours of tape for Good Vibrations?
Not surprised. And especially to create a song, you know, with that kind of legacy behind it.
Yeah.
But it's not nearly as fun as you might think it is, at least in most cases. Back in the early 60s, bands used to knock that stuff out a lot faster. It is 8:33. Our hero today, with this kind of weather on July 24th.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
If you are just passing through our city for the first time, maybe you're on the interstate, it's always this lovely here in July. I wish that was true. Sunshine today, blue skies, comfortable humidity with the high temperature up to about 87. Nice little breeze out of the north right now at 11 miles per hour. Clear, comfortable tonight. In fact, the humidity even goes a notch lower tonight. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow's with a high in the upper 80s. Very tolerable humidity again with blue skies, sunshine, and then low tomorrow night will be in the upper 60s. Friday's high near 90. Not quite as pristine, but still a pretty good day Friday. And then summertime is back with heat and humidity and highs in the low 90s Saturday and Sunday with scattered hit or miss storms, which is our summertime normal. Right now this morning, the dew point is 63, and that's incredibly low. And that's even going to fall a few more points into the 50s. The temperature right now, 74 at 8:35.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Here's another one of those Wallet Hub lists that rank cities. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we're not at either, well, it would be nice to be at the upper end of this, the most and least educated cities in America.
Oh.
And this involves separate categories like educational attainment, quality of education, metrics like level of education achieved on average, equality of public schools and colleges in each area, and all the gaps that they make up.
What are you going to hit us with first, the lowest or the highest?
The highest, the top five.
Okay.
Madison, Wisconsin, Durham, North Carolina, Washington, D.C. Really? I'm surprised. San Jose, because most of the politicians don't come from there.
Yeah.
San Jose, California, Ann Arbor. Those are the Ann Arbor, Michigan. Those are the top five. At the bottom five, most of the worst schools or least educated cities are in California. Modesto, Bakersfield, McAllen, Texas, and Brownsville, Texas, and then number one worst educated city in America, Visalia, California.
Wow. Wow. Brownsville just seems like a place I wouldn't want to live.
One interesting, it's like there's these contradictions. One of the top 15 best educated, Tallahassee, Florida. And one of the worst is Ocala. I don't understand. They're very similar towns in size, population, and access. Ocala is like the ninth worst. So there's anomalies in this list that I don't really understand. Also, one of the best educated, Durham. Well, Hickory, North Carolina is not that far from Durham, and one's in the top and one's in the bottom.
Interesting.
I thought you would find that absolutely fascinating, just trying, because we have our Morning Maroon nominees coming up. 8:37, one of these days, the annual best and worst drivers list per state will come out. Maybe we'll do better in that.
Florida's got to be on the top of the worst. I've never seen anything
God,
like it.
Awful.
To go out on 19 and to go across several lanes of traffic to get into to the other lane, you know what I mean? Isn't there a law against that? I think there is.
I believe there is, yes. But one thing, since the boss and I basically used to visit the same part of South Florida to see our kids, we both said the same thing. As soon as you cross the north part of Palm Beach County, you get a knot in your stomach because the driving just gets nakedly aggressive. It's, you know, these little souped-up Hondas. That's a real popular thing down there. They steal the catalytic converters off Accords, put them on their little Hondas so they're real loud, and then they're, I call them snail darters. They just weave in and out.
Well, maybe so, but the Bay Area is no picnic either, the Tampa Bay Area.
The, what Terry Adams calls the crotch rockets. The guys that, we see this here once in a while.
Makes they gotta me go, so nervous.
They come out from nowhere. They're on a, usually on a basic, you know, motorcycle, nothing real, with absolutely no protection. 80, 90, 100 miles an hour weaving in and out, coming within inches of your car. They scare the absolute hell out of you. And you wonder, how is this, a suicide mission or what? Because that's usually how those things end up. Very
causes
badly.
Road rage for some people.
That was a story
that
yesterday.
That was the thing that happened.
Yeah.
I think it was in Prattville.
Somebody we know, right?
I don't know them.
This person.
I have 34 people who apparently know them, but I don't know them.
But it was involved a motorcycle?
It was a motorcycle. I don't exactly know the incident, how it started. I have read that the guy on the motorcycle kicked the car while they were driving or something, and that enraged the driver to chase them down and hit them with their vehicle. But I don't know any kind of real specifics on this at all. I just know the person involved, and apparently 34
and they were arrested, right?
Yes, they were. And apparently 34 of my friends.
Somewhere in the last 20 or 30 years, they changed that to assault with a deadly weapon in a lot of places.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah.
But rage stuff still happens from time to time. Yeah.
What was the previous charge before they changed it to that?
Menacing.
I'm not sure. Assault?
Okay. I was just curious.
It's just that one carries a heavier sentence than the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was getting very common. And I've seen it happen, and it's startling.
I don't get road rage.
Most startlingly, we love to watch them in movies, but I hope you never find yourself in the middle of a police chase, because that, it was so weird.
Otherwise, you'll be on my Facebook page.
Sunday morning in Fort Lauderdale, very quiet, I mean, it's early, and all of a sudden, this white Datsun comes flying up behind me, and right behind him is a FHP patrol car, Mars lights, sirens blazing. They came up behind me so fast I couldn't even think to change lanes or get out of the way. I just slowed down.
Right.
They went around me, and to my shock, this Datsun, there was an island in between, you know, it was a boulevard. So there's an actual 8-inch concrete barrier. The Datsun, to get away from this cop, makes a left over the island. Looked like he damaged the car because I could see some stuff flying.
Wouldn't that wreck your undercarriage?
But he kept going in the other direction, and the cop easily climbed the island and chased him. The next morning, the Fort Lauderdale News, right there on the inside front page, is a picture of the Datsun rolled over, killed the driver. Mm. Whatever, so, and it didn't say why he was trying to flee the police.
I keep getting fascinated whenever Jay sends me a police chase in progress.
Oh no, I get hooked.
Yeah,
and it's more the chase than it is anything else. Because a lot of times I'll get the notification that a chase has started. By the time I get to where I'm seeing it, they are already searching for the person on foot, and I'm like, eh. That's right.
That's not nearly as fun.
Just one to chase.
What'd they estimate? How many people watched OJ?
Oh my God!
I forget the number. The low speed chase. Yeah.
On one hand, I couldn't believe I was sitting there watching this garbage go on, and on the other hand, I couldn't turn away from
it. Because it was during the NBA Finals.
That's right. Because ABC had to do a split screen, which made a lot of NBA fans very, very mad.
It is 8:42. You don't have to be in a police chase or with one of these crazy people we were just talking about. Sometimes just a garden variety idiot blows a light or isn't paying attention. Distracted driving is a major issue causing car wrecks. If you find yourself the victim of one of these people, after all the hassle, after the police reports, and after you call the insurance company, who's going to fix it? Well, this is your choice. You pay the premiums, tell them you want your car repaired by Montgomery Paint and Body. This good as new, maybe better thing, this is not an idle promise. This is their goal, their mission statement with each and every vehicle they come in. And from day one, when they first opened 35 years ago, Donnie Turner's commitment was to not overlook one detail, no matter how small, in the repair of any vehicle. And that's what they've delivered to the River Region to the point where they are now the gold standard in automotive body repair. So you can't go wrong. Donnie and Brandon Turner, his son, now at Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27-WRECK with AW.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year.
drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. This hour is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. Hey, let's pile in my dad's Studebaker and go to the drive-in. We can buy a couple of glass bottle Cokes from the soda pop machine. And maybe some wax lips. And if you're under 40, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about.
And don't forget, for Way Back, personalized service, Adam's Drugs.
Yeah.
You know that... You don't have to go way back in time. You can have it right now, that nice, personal, cozy kind of thing at any of their 12 locations. We're waiting for the gang to reassemble here so we can do our Morning Maroon nominees. And I want to do a special shout-out to my pharmacist, Lamar, who is awesome and excellent.
That's your buddy.
But all 12 locations offer you that. You know, it can be another... facing a sea of them at a big pharmacy that's been merged two or three times, come to think about it, or you can deal with folks who are all local businesses will give you that that extra special service that you deserve. 847, only takes a few minutes to become a customer at any of the Adams Drugs locations, too. Former Secretary of State Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. We're gonna actually get a couple in Georgia, but we're going to Oregon first. 23-year-old Elena Aguilar. That's not a lot.
Yeah.
From Cornelius, Oregon. Aguilar from Cornelius. That family. Around 1:20 this past Saturday, she went through the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Like you do.
And for some reason, she wound up whipping out a bottle of Hennessy and pouring it into the drive-thru worker's mouth.
What?
And the drive-thru worker clearly had to be willing, since that's not exactly a stunt you can pull off without a little cooperation. In other words, he's leaning out and she's pouring it right into his puss. Basically, her generosity backfired. A cop just happened to be driving by, randomly saw what happened, got in behind her in the drive-thru, and watched the entire thing go down. So he pulled her over. Her blood alcohol level was 0.12.
I bet.
And she's been cited for DUIs for the drive-thru employee. The cops say they talked to him, and he didn't know Eliana, and he didn't drink most of the Hennessy because it spilled on his shirt. The question is, why did he do it in the first place?
Just trying to be accommodating? I don't know.
This is insane on so many different levels. I would imagine Drug Dealing for Dummies, the book, says not to put $140 million worth of anything into a van and drive it somewhere. Because that kind of staggering amount of anything is. But a guy in Australia did exactly that. $140 million of crystal meth, but the police didn't have to do any detective work to track him down or, you know, put together a sting operation. He lost control of his vehicle and crashed into several police cars.
Oh man.
So he himself was not high.
I was going to say, he was doing some of the profit.
I was going to say, if I had $140 million of anything in my car, I would be really, really careful.
Yeah.
That just makes sense.
Yeah.
And we have a woman in Georgia who is facing serious charges. She busted into the kitchen at McDonald's and fired a shot into the floor. Guess why?
Why?
Because
the shake machine was down?
Why?
Her french fries are cold.
Look.
Oh, well.
You know what? Kind of understand.
I do too, you know.
Nothing's worse than cold, soggy fries.
One time since I've lived here, I got home, and you really, everybody says, once you get your bag from the window, you should pull forward and double check. And one time I didn't, but it wasn't just slightly wrong, it was everything wrong. So, and I was tired, it was after the afternoon show. You know how, what a joyous occasion that can be at times. So, in my own good-spirited way, went back to the place, and I didn't throw it at anybody, the bag. I just tossed it on the counter from about 10 feet away to get everybody's attention, and then said, so they corrected the order and apologized.
The worst thing is get the limpy ones, the limpy fries that, you know, they've been sitting around for too long.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, the fries, the way that, you know, because the do-gooders have ruined French fries because they made them change the oil and all that stuff.
Right.
So you got to eat them.
They ruined apple pies. That's what they did.
Yeah, they did that too.
You ruined apple pies.
See who's on the TV there?
I thought we weren't telling Greg.
Oh, it's Martha Roby.
Yeah.
Whose side is she on?
I don't know. On the right side of the screen.
I didn't.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Pardon me. I don't want to get Martha Roby again. So who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
I'm going to say the meth guy, the $140 million.
Yeah, meth guy, pretty dumb.
And then, and he's not even high, and he's, no, that's pretty dumb. I don't know. What do you think? But then again, the Hennessy woman is.
Yeah, really, with a cop, it's right amazing how many of these stories. Police are right there watching the whole thing.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
No doubt about it. 852.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's something gross in the water, trash on the sand. There's sewage in the sea and it smells really bad. It was human waste at the beach today. Plastic galore all over the shore and no one can go swim in. It's a brown murky color cause there's poop in the water and there's no way I'm jumping in. Some garbage floats in the water, glass in the sand. We're polluting the sea, so I'm staying on land. There was human waste at the beach today.
You know, we have done, in my opinion anyway, as we've done over the course of my life, a great job. You remember littering. People would throw bags out the window of their cars.
It was awful in the 60s. It was terrible.
It really was, no exaggeration. And now all of a sudden, they're having issues at beaches with people leaving garbage behind.
Yeah.
Pollution and that sort of thing. And after we had done such a good job of cleaning things up.
It's going backwards now.
I find that hard to believe.
I will tell you that I see a lot of photos from friends in South Alabama that will will go and clean up the beaches and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's always, it seems to always be like after a big event, like hangout festival, the beach is just
well, that's understandable.
Awful.
I mean, yeah. I mean that.
But you'll see a lot of it's never really the local folks. The local folks take care of their beaches.
Yeah, I lived along Pompano Beach and in Miami for a long time, and when I'd go out there in my
what?
The only thing that was left behind was drool from women who just thought I was the hottest thing.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You guys still want to work with me after that?
Just watch where you step.
This is what happens when I manage our time so carefully that we end up with a couple of extra minutes.
Can I just say something real quick since we do have a few extra minutes? From 11:30 until 1 o'clock today, we will be at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court, which mm-hmm. over around the Taylor and Vaughn area. That's our on-site location for donations today for Cram the Van. That's our annual school supply donation drive to help out the kids and teachers of the River Region. If you can't get by there today, that's okay because there's 6 places in the River Region where you can drop off your donations during regular business hours, and those include Bachelor Technologies, Lewis Lawn Equipment, Mr. Electric. You can get more details on locations and what the kiddos need over at News Talk 931, a dead Kim.
All righty, it is 8:57. I will be heading over to Infusion to try ISIS neurofeedback.
Yeah.
The first time, looking forward to that.
I'll be about an hour behind you there.
And thanks to everybody who joined us at St. James Church last night for the little seminar that Mr. Barry, who was here as our guest yesterday, talked about. And I will give you a full report this afternoon when I return.
Now,
if your electric bills are running a little bit high, or you're in the process of building a house and you want to save energy costs, we're doing everything we can. I don't know if Alabama Power and Light raised their rates on top of everything else, but it's out of control. One way you can make an immediate difference in your electric and energy bills is to call Wade Cannon at Master Foam, 802-FOAM, and talk to him about having an estimate done to add Master Foam as insulation to your attic. It cools it down by about 40 or 50 degrees. That alone makes an enormous difference in how hard your system has to work, therefore the amount of energy you drain and the cost you pay every month when that bill shows up. Master Foam is basically liquid styrofoam that dries and absolutely keeps out the heat and seals in the cooler temperature. That's 802-FOAM. Wade is our guy there. Talk to him or look him up online at master-foam.com. Was that fan mail from some flounder?
No, that was Randall.
Well, you want to talk?
Well, I looked at the clock, and I just didn't think you were still in the middle of that, and I just didn't think we had time. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's... we're fine. Baumhauer's tonight. After
there's never a chance where I don't want to talk to Randall. I just didn't think we had time, so I apologize, Randall.
Randall, it's Jay's fault.
Yeah,
and
I'll
of course,
buy you 2 pizzas.
By this afternoon, we should have plenty to discuss with this hilarious hearing going on in D.C. today. We just saw Martha Roby getting a lot of
and it's right now. I don't, you know. The amount of networks that are covering this right now have gone commercial free for over 2 hours.
Yep.
Or at least an hour
so far. What are they expecting?
Far.
You put a report out. What do they think is going to happen today?
He said, if you have me on Capitol Hill, I will just basically back up what I already said in the report, and I won't go any farther.
I thought he originally said he wouldn't do this.
Well, he said
he did originally. He put it off once.
Yeah.
I bet that he wouldn't come back, but it did look like Martha had her hair done.